The Forgotten Girl. This story was written by all of the third grade students to celebrate International Book Day 2018, and we dedicate it to our parents in order to thank them for everything they teach us and do for us. Once upon a time, there was a group of children. They were in the third year of primary education at a very special school. Sometimes they enjoyed being together, and other times, not many. They fought for stupid reasons or they argued, but they, in fact, loved each other very much. They had been together many years, ever since preschool, and you could tell. One day, the teacher proposed to do an activity for improving the relationship between them. They called it LoveGram, and it consisted in congratulating, being thankful, or apologizing to each other. Elena remembered that yesterday morning she was very angry with Sergio, so her first message had to be for him. She dedicated a wonderful message to him full of flowers and hearts, asking him for forgiveness. They had to do some exercises in the English lesson, and Rarish did such a good job that Sergio loved it. So later, he remembered that and congratulated him. Rarish was really happy when he read the message. Mother Mary told the children that they had to do a drawing about the school, and Andrea was really worried because she wasn't very good at drawing, so she asked Pedro for help. Finally, they drew a wonderful picture together full of vivid and bright colors. Later, Andrea wrote a message to Pedro thanking him. Marcos remembered that the day before, he was very angry with Rosa, and he gave her a push in the middle of the classroom, and she was close to falling down on the floor. Later, he meditated and noticed that his behavior wasn't good. So now he had the opportunity to apologize. Grigori and Pedro helped David and Jonathan to do their homework, so they were very happy and wrote thankful messages. Every day, the children received beautiful messages. They were very happy, and they were learning how well we feel when someone gives us a pat on the back and congratulates us on a good job, good behavior, or apologizes for an unkind action. Rosa noticed that there was a sad girl and told Enrique, so they started to wonder why she was so sad. They saw that in the LoveGram, Maria Pilar's envelope was empty. She hadn't received any messages. Everybody had forgotten her. Maria Pilar was always kind. She usually always helped other children, and when she was wrong, normally she asked for forgiveness. But nobody noticed that. They decided that the next day, all of them would dedicate their messages to her. Bogdan, Sergio, and Pedro wrote beautiful things and apologized to her because they had forgotten. Finally, all the children were very happy. They had stopped to think that each one is important and that all of us do good actions and sometimes we are wrong. The most important fact is to notice and learn to value other people. It was an activity that helped us to grow, and we'll try to be better classmates and friends.